Jim and Marjorie, now. 96.9 Boston Talks.
On the phone with us is our correspondent from far afield. He's up there in New Hampshire. He's Carl from New Hampshire. Carl's on, actually, with a K. You have a website, don't you, Carl?
Yes, it's Carl with a K.
Carl with a K. But it's more than that. It's Carl from New Hampshire, right?
Yes, it's Carl from NH.com.
Carl from NH.com.
I saw Carl at the beach last year. He was completely naked, covered in potato chips. He was surrounded seagulls.
And can I just tell you, Hank, that the opportunity to cover you with suntan lotion, still one of the highlights of my adult life.
You've got those big
hands,
Carl. You know what I mean?
I think that's pretty creepy, don't you, Carl?
But then he wanted to spoon feed me the cocoa butter, and I said, that's where I drew the line.
Exactly. I finally have to tell Hank, I said, if you tell me I missed a spot one more time.
Okay, Carl, our New Hampshire correspondent for what's hot and happening over the 4th of July weekend. What's up? This 4th of July.
Well, you know, oddly enough, not a whole lot going on in the city this weekend.
No.
Well, of course, come on. It's the 38th annual 4th of July.
Now, do you ever drive down from New Hampshire to catch the Boston fireworks, Carl?
It's been a while, but I certainly have been down there.
See, you don't have to in New Hampshire because you just pull into a parking lot off of Route 93. You can buy all the booze you want, all the fireworks, and you get your own party right there.
Absolutely. I mean, the hookers are the only thing missing at the rest areas.
They're very expensive for the 4th of July weekend because it's a long weekend.
Listen, there is so much stuff going on. Obviously, the 38th annual Boston Pops and Fireworks. The concert begins at 8 o'clock. I want to let people know right off, www.July4th. That's the number 4.org. You can find out everything
that's going on.
Lionel Richie, not going to make it.
I know.
And so disappointed because I know he was going to do his theme song for Anthony Weiner, Once, Twice, Three Times a Lady. And I guess now with Martina McBride stepping in, we're going to have to probably miss that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That great song, Independence Day.
Yes, she does.
There you go. I'll tell you what, Martina McBride, pretty good substitute for Lionel Richie in my book.
Yeah, I think so. I think she's going to be great. I think that's a great substitute. We had the guy on that organizes the Esplanade events and the fireworks. He was up all night long trying to secure her for the concert, and so he's very happy he got her.
Well, listen, here's some other stuff going on for people who don't like fireworks or don't want the big crowds. John Pinette is at the Newport Yachting Club.
That's right, Malden's own, Malden Catholic graduate.
What is that?
Is he? He's a really funny fat comedian who does a lot of jokes about eating.
He does?
I tell you what, one of the greats.
He is one of the greats, really. I'm tooling on him a little bit, but he is a really funny guy. So, and believe me, it's a lot better than a skinny guy doing boring jokes about fasting.
Right, he's starting Hairspray on Broadway, too.
Wait a minute. What's he got? The Newport Yachting Club? He does not seem to be a guy that would be involved in the Newport Yachting Club.
I think they do some comedy shows over there. But it's johnpinette.com to learn more about that. As always, historic lighthouse cruises of Boston, July 2nd, starts at 10 a.m. This is a five-hour cruise, Marjorie.
Oh, my God.
2 hours longer than Gilligan's boat. And you notice that these cruises are getting a little more lame each week? I mean, we're pretty much down to the Horizon cruise after this one.
You just sit there
at the horizon for 5 hours.
Yeah, what do you do? Drive around in the boat looking at light.
Yeah, but those are for the people hooked on Dramamine, that's why.
It is. It's very, and then there's Find the Dead Body in the Pool cruise.
You know,
Fall
that's
River
not
Mass,
right. Don't say that. A lady's dead, okay. You jerk.
Yeah, that was terrible. Right, what do you make of that, Hank? I mean, and not Hank, Carl. What do you make of that, Carl? I mean, how could this happen?
I make it that it does not sound plausible to me that a woman was in a pool for 3 days with hundreds of kids swimming and then that nobody saw her.
Yeah, I think it's very, very suspicious.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for a police announcement on that one.
Yeah.
Blue Man Group at the Charles Playhouse, and hurry, because this ends in June 12, 2078. What else we got going on here? Leon James, Lee DeWise, July 1st at the Brighton Music Hall. He's the winner, Hank, of the ninth season of American Idol.
He was?
Yes, he was.
I was busy that year, Carl.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say I have no reference for it because I don't know how many American Idol seasons there have been. So this guy could be in his 80s for all I know.
Yeah, I don't know. And the American Idol winners seem to have gone down and down and down in terms of talent.
After Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, not so much.
I mean, you know what's suspicious about this guy? He has a really cool first name, Leon, and then he nicknamed himself Lee.
Leon James, you could be LJ. L. James.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff there. And here's my pick.
What?
Don't sound so excited, Marjorie. I thought with Jim gone, we have a little more fun this week.
I'm sorry. What's your pick?
Okay, that was much more exciting than your voice that time. Hank, what are you holding her down? Is that Hank? Got you pinned on the.
You know what it is? I gave her one of those lazy cakes this morning.
Hank brought us some lazy cakes.
Lazy brownies. Yeah,
he thought that was a good idea to give the on-air talent, as such as we are. They call it the lazy cakes, and see if we fell asleep during the show. I think that was a good idea.
I just wanted you to chill out there for a little bit. You were getting too hyped up.
I'm chilled enough. What's your favorite, Carl from New Hampshire?
Okay, this is my pick of the week here. Mm-hmm. Dog training classes at Best Friends Pet Care, 15 Main Street in Wakefield, Mass. You know what I love about this? It promises all levels and ages, from puppy kindergarten to advanced. So I guess whether your dog is eating crayons or doing college-level trigonometry on an abacus, they've got a class for your mutt over there.
Listen, if you have an out-of-control pit bull that likes the water, would this be a good place?
No, Carl.
That would be a good place. And just listen to this. This is the bumper here. It provides an opportunity for your dog to socialize with other dogs. I mean, we all know what dogs do when they socialize.
They do. It's not good either.
Yeah, that's worth the $20 just to watch my Great Dane sniff another dog's butt or maybe hump a schnauzer to death.
Carl, I have a question for you.
Sure.
You're up in New Hampshire, where fireworks are legal. Do you find that the neighbors are setting each other's homes on fire on 4th of July weekend with their irresponsible use of fireworks? This is the argument down here, that if we legalize fireworks in Massachusetts, everybody's going to go wild with the Roman candles. Does this happen in New Hampshire, Carl?
Well, oddly enough, in the live free or die state, you can buy fireworks up here, but actually in each town has their own rules. In fact, in my hometown of Milford, they're saying no fireworks this year, that you can't do fireworks. So you can buy them, but then depending on, your individual town, you may or may not be able to shoot them off. So
what the problem was, Carl? People were buying fireworks and having these great displays, but they also own guns. So if they didn't like the fireworks display, they would shoot the guy who was launching the bad fireworks display. And
That's also known as Tuesday up here in New Hampshire. Okay? So nothing unusual there at all.
So this is terrible. So if you bought fireworks in Milford, if you bought them somewhere and you live in Milford, you have to go to a neighboring town to do your sparklers?
I'll tell you, all I know is I wish I was in the fireworks business today, because you look at these fireworks stores and there was a line down the street. So you just know these guys are cleaning up.
Yeah, and they're from Massachusetts. I bet a lot of the people are up there buying the fireworks. The dogs have a very difficult weekend with all these fireworks this weekend. You don't really have a Great Dane, do you, Carl?
A Great Dane? No, I don't have a Great Dane.
Do you have a dog?
I have a tiny dog you do.
How is your tiny dog going to cope with the fireworks this weekend? It's very traumatic for these little dogs.
I don't know. You know what? It's so funny. He loves bottle rockets. I just threw a bottle rocket right behind him when he's sleeping, and it's so cute to see him. It's almost like he's on a catapult, He goes up in the air, and then he falls back down. It's adorable.
Hey, Carl, you got a gig this weekend? It's Carl with a K, carlfromnh.com is the website.
I have no gig this weekend, buddy. I'm taking the weekend off, hanging out, chilling.
That's good. Hey, we got an email from Dee who says you're John Panett guy that you just mentioned. She saw him on Broadway. Says he's absolutely hysterical. That was what you mentioned, Hank, when he's in Hairspray.
Yeah, he was in that movie, too, with Huey Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow, when they're playing the singers. Yeah. Duets, yes.
Thank you, Dee.
He's the big guy that in the Hawaiian shirt.
Carl, we want to wish you, here from the whole staff at 96.9 Boston,
just an okay 4th of
Hank,
July.
Hank, me, Jim, in absentia, we want to wish you a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
Well, right back to all of you. Great big family down there. Great media. Happy 4th of July.
Hey, Carl.
I'll see you over at Chuckles next time I'm over there.
Hey, Carl. Does Whole Foods in Cambridge have a fireworks display this weekend anywhere?
I think they have the organic exploding grapefruits. Yeah, you want to. But I'd hurry because they sell out early.
Carl, thank you very much, as always, for joining us to give us our update. That was absolutely stupendous. I think everybody knows what's up, where to go, what's hip and happening this weekend in Boston.